Hated by tutors at the vain Courtland family. Philip John Schuyler was a general in the American Revolution and a United States Senator from New York. He is usually known as Philip Schuyler, while his son is usually known as Philip J. Schuyler. Early life. Philip Schuyler was born in Albany, New York, on November 20, 1733, to John Schuyler, Jr., third generation of the Dutch family in America, and Cornelia van Courtland. Prior to his father's death on the eve of his 8th birthday, Schuyler attended the public school at Albany. Afterward, he was educated by tutors at the Van Courtland family estate at New Rochelle. He joined the British forces in 1755 during the French and Indian War, raised a company, and was commissioned as its captain by his cousin, Lt. Governor James Delancey. Later in that war, he served as a quartermaster, purchasing supplies and organizing equipment. From 1761 to 1762, Schuyler made a trip to England to settle accounts from his work as quartermaster. During this time, his home in Albany, later called Schuyler Mansion, was built. His country estate at Saratoga was also begun. After the war, he also expanded the Saratoga estate to tens of thousands of acres, adding slaves, tenant farmers, a store, mills for flour, flax, and lumber. His flax mill for the making of linen was the first one in America. He built several schooners on the Hudson River, and named the first Saratoga. Schuyler began his political career as a member of the New York Assembly in 1768. He served in that body until 1775. During this time, his views came to be more opposed to the colonial government. He was particularly outspoken in matters of trade and currency. He was also made a colonel in the militia for his support of Governor Henry Moore. Revolutionary War. Schuyler was elected to the Continental Congress in 1775, and served until he was appointed a Major General of the Continental Army in June. General Schuyler took command of the Northern Department, and planned the invasion of Canada. His poor health required him to place Richard Montgomery in command of the invasion. As department commanding general, he was active in preparing a defense against the Saratoga campaign, part of the three-pronged attack strategy of the British to cut the American colonies in two by invading and occupying New York State in 1777. In the summer of that year, General John Burgoyne marched his British army south from Quebec over the valleys of Lakes Champlain and George. On the way, he invested the small colonial garrison occupying Fort Ticonderoga at the nexus of the two lakes. When General Street, Battle of Saratoga, the British offensive was eventually stopped by Continental Army then under the command of Gates and Benedict Arnold in the Battle of Saratoga. That victory, the first wholesale defeat of a large British force, marked a turning point in the Revolution, for it convinced France to enter the war on the American side. When Schuyler demanded a court-martial to answer Gates' charges, he was vindicated but resigned from the army on April 19, 1779. He then served in two more sessions of the Continental Congress in 1779 and 1780. Schuyler was an original member of the New York Society of the Cincinnati. Later career, he was a member of the New York State Senate from 1780 to 1784, and at the same time New York State Surveyor General from 1781 to 1784. Afterwards, he returned to the State Senate from 1786 to 1790, where he actively supported the adoption of the United States Constitution. In 1789, he was elected a U.S. Senator from New York to the first United States Congress, serving from July 27, 1789, to March 4, 1791. After losing his bid for re-election in 1791, he returned to the state Senate from 1792 to 1797. In 1797, he was elected again to the U.S. Senate and served in the 5th United States Congress from March 4, 1797 until his resignation because of ill health on January 3, 1798. Family and relatives. In September 1755, he married Catherine van Rensselaer at Albany. Philip and Catherine had 15 children together. Among them are Angelica, who married British MP John Barker Church; Elizabeth, married Alexander Hamilton, who later was the first United States Secretary of the Treasury; Elizabeth co-founded the first orphanage in New York City; Philip Jeremiah Schuyler, who served in the United States House of Representatives; Margarita, who married Stephen van Rensselaer, 3/8 patroon of the name. Additionally, Schuyler is related to Peter Schuyler, who commanded the Jersey Blues; Hester Schuyler, who married William Colfax, a veteran of George Washington's lifeguards and later a general in the New Jersey militia who also commanded the Jersey Blues; Aunt Schuyler de Paister, a noted loyalist; Mary Johnson, loyalist and wife of Colonel Sir John Johnson; Dr. John Cochran, Director General of the Military Hospitals of the Continental Army. Schuyler's country home had been destroyed by General John Burgoyne's forces in September 1777. Later that year, he began rebuilding on the same site, now located in southern Schuylerville, New York. This later home is maintained by the National Park Service as part of the Saratoga National Historical Park, and is open to the public. Schuyler died at the Schuyler Mansion in Albany on November 18, 1804, and is buried in the Albany Rural Cemetery at Menands, New York. Legacy: Schuyler County, Illinois, Schuyler County, Missouri, and Schuyler County, New York were named in his honor. Fort Schuyler, constructed 1833-56, at the tip of Frog's Neck, was named in his honor. The fort, built to defend the passage between the East River and Long Island Sound from sea invasion, now houses the Maritime Industry Museum and the State University of New York Maritime College. The Philip Schuyler Achievement Academy in Albany, New York, is named in his and his son's honor. A statue of Schuyler, created by sculptor J. Massey Rind in 1925, stands on the grounds of Albany's City Hall.
On August 9, 1757, Catherine and Philip Schuyler had a daughter named Elizabeth, also known as Eliza or Betsy. Although she had a very hard life, she did many amazing things. She was an amazing woman. Here is the story of Elizabeth Schuyler. Betsy was married to Alexander Hamilton. He also did many amazing things for the United States of America. She had 7 children with him, but their marriage was not perfect. In 1797, Alexander cheated on Eliza with a woman named Maria Reynolds. Alexander published the Reynolds pamphlet, which was him confessing to what he did. Although this put a damper on their marriage, they stuck together. 4 years later, Eliza's son, Philip, was shot by George Eaker and passed away. He was only 19 years old when he passed away. 3 years later, her husband, Alexander, died. He was in a duel with Aaron Burr. Alexander shot at the sky when Burr shot Alexander's right rib. He died the next day at Eliza's side. After Alexander's death, Eliza had to pay for all of his debts and ended up losing their house. A year after the duel, Eliza's mother, father, and 2 of her siblings passed away. The biggest thing she is known for is the first private orphanage in New York City. She was the co-founder and deputy director of the orphanage. She helped many people and she changed their lives. Elizabeth passed away 50 years after Alexander's death, on November 9, 1854. She was buried in Trinity Church near her husband and her sister Angelica. The world would be so much different without Eliza. The history of Elizabeth Schuyler.
With Grammarly, you can find really good, no, perfect words that make your writing sharp or explicit or excellent or distinctive. So your message connects. Grammarly, helping you connect. Go to Grammarly.com and download today.
Seattle is perfect for glass blowing. The weather is perfect. It's beautiful. You have the mountains, the sound, the temperate rainforest. I have a true love for plants and flowers, flora, fauna. My greatest influence is nature. And there's a whole process of the research, the sketches, going out and studying the individual plant or tree or whatever, and then putting it all together. In the beginning, they told me that women didn't do this, and this is in the 80s. And when they said you can't do it, of course, I had to try it. So. Once I become interested in something, I become obsessed with it. I worked for a few years just trying to figure out what makes glass and how does it work and what are your limitations, only to realize there are no limitations. I think that that is what really helped to free me. I really love its fluidity and ability to transmit and reflect light. And the fact that I can stop the process at any moment. I don't take a lot of pictures when I'm out doing my studies. I take a sketchbook. I like what my mind's eye is seeing. I like what I think I'm seeing. And so I can sketch that down. But when I take a picture or a photograph, it's exactly the way it is. But I'm not trying to make anything exactly like it is. I'm trying to capture the essence. I like to work with texture because my mother, she's deaf, and then later in life she became blind. And so I like her to be able to feel with her hands to have her sight. I bring her in the studio and say, okay, I'm making a tree, can you feel it? And she would go, oh yeah, I can feel the knots in the tree. I can feel the flowers. Whatever it is that I want to make, I really have to do a lot of research and just put myself right into it. You just can't predict when that next moment's going to hit you. Anytime I'm in the forest, I feel like I'm just getting a big hug from Mother Nature.